Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we celebrate the birthdays of Michael H. Cleary, Duke Ellington, and Louisiana, but the first two segments of the show are going to be like night and day. That's because they're about night and day, or day and night. Here are the Midnight Minstrels.
As sure as you're born, there's a new day coming. Don't look so forlorn, see that new day dawning. Let's all knock on wood, neighbors say good morning. It's bound to be good. New world singing, it's gonna be fine. New clothes swinging on everyone's line. Joy bells ringing for your folks and mine. There's a new day coming soon. We'll be right back.
lucky, this is my lucky day. Thank you.
Fully 4 minutes and 30 seconds of an Electrical Edison Diamond Disc from late 1927 by the Edisonians. That was When Day Is Done, written by Buddy De Silva and the noted Viennese composer Dr. Robert Kocher. Before that, it was Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra with some unusual harmonics and a difficult arrangement of Rhythm of the Day from March 15, 1926. Rhythm of the Day was composed by Owen Murphy and Donald Lindley and was preceded by Arthur Fields with Lou Gold and his orchestra and Lucky Day. Lucky Day was written by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson for George White's Scandals of 1926, where it was introduced by Harry Richman. A decade later, it was the theme song for the radio program Your Hit Parade, which was sponsored by Lucky Strike Cigarettes. The recording we heard was from a perfect 78 waxed in June of 1926. We began that day set with the show band The Midnight Minstrels, directed by Billy Cotton, and There's a New Day Coming. That Joe Young Milton Ager song was recorded July 7, 1933, and the vocal was by Sam Brown and an unidentified trio. For this next segment, we're going to go from day to night.
Thank you. da 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 da.
Stillness of the night has always cast a spell on me. I'm not ashamed to say I'd rather sleep all day. The lights, the fun, the things that can be done that one who needs the sun can't see. I'm like that wise old bird whose song you've often heard. Ooh, I'm a night owl. I wake up just as soon as the sun goes down. Ooh, I'm a night owl. I start out and I do the town of Brown. I make light of the darkness like my friend in the tree. Long about three, I'm hooting, still hooting. I'm a night owl, just like that great bird. I am a late bird too. Ooh, I'm a night owl. I wake up just as soon as the sun goes down. Ooh, I'm a night owl. I start out and I do the town of Brown. I make light of the darkness like my friend in the tree. Long about three, I'm hooting, still hooting. Ooh, I'm a night owl, just like that great bird. I am a late bird too.
We begin that nocturnal set with Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang and What a Night from May 24, 1929. What a Night was written by Irving Mills and Jack Pettis. Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey were in the band, and Irving Mills may have played violin, but I don't know who gave us that little scat vocal. Next, it was the very identifiable Fats Waller and his rhythm with Night Wind, written by David Pollack and Bob Rothberg. That recording is from January 5, 1935. We finished up with Clef Edwards, a.k.a. Ukulele Ike, with Night Owl from the MGM musical Take a Chance. Night Owl was written by Herman Hupfeld, who also brought us As Time Goes By. Clef Edwards accompanied himself on ukulele, and the string bass on that October 24, 1933 Vocalion 78 was Artie Bernstein. Last week, April 27th, marked the birth in 1902 in Weymouth, Massachusetts, of composer Michael H. Cleary. He graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point, where he wrote songs and served as chapel organist. He left the Army in 1926 and, after a brief stint as a reporter in Boston, began composing material for Broadway shows, including Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1928, Shoot the Works, Hey Nani Nani, The Illustrator's Show, and Sea Legs, which included the song Catalina. He also wrote for movie musicals, including 1929's The Forward Pass. His collaborators included Herb Magidson, Maurice Sigler, Arthur Swanstrom, and Ned Washington. Cleary served as a major in the U.S. Army in World War II, but afterwards did not return to songwriting. He died in New York on June 15, 1954, and is buried in the Academy Post Cemetery at West Point. Among his compositions are It Goes Like This, That Funny Melody, I'd Like to Be a Gypsy, The Bathtub Ran Over Again, When a Lady Meets a Gentleman Down South, and These.
Baritone tone. home, home. Never take a shower. It's an awful pain. Singing in a shower's like singing in the rain. Oh, there's dirt to be abolished, but don't forget one thing. While the body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. You can yodel opera, even while you scrub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Like you, take off your high hat, and we'll find things to do together. Come on, baby, don't hesitate. Come on, baby, cooperate. Gee, you're swell, oh, hello, hello, baby. Thank you. a dollar, so why should I holler? 'Cause here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar, so why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy. Having big times, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Saturday's my day, 'cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar.
Every day you get
The Golden Gate Orchestra, pseudonym for the California Ramblers and Vanna Teaser, from an Edison Diamond disc waxed August 29, 1928. Vanna Teaser was composed by Michael H. Cleary with the lyrics by Paul Jones for Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1928, which opened appropriately enough at the Earl Carroll Theater on August 6, 1928 and ran for 200 performances. Before that, it was Chick Bullock vocalizing with a small studio band credited as Chick Bullock's Levee Loungers, and here it is Monday and I've still got a dollar. Maurice Sigler wrote the lyrics, and that Oriole 78 was made November 12, 1932. Here It Is Monday was preceded by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and Hello, Baby, written by Cleary, Herb Magidson, and Ned Washington, and not to be confused with the Hello, Baby written by Seymour Simons and Richard Whiting. The vocalist on that December 17, 1929 recording was Will Morgan, reed man in the band. We began our tribute to Michael Cleary with a quintessential 20s tune and another Cleary Magidson Washington hit, Singing in the Bathtub. That was Scrappy Lambert with Jack Albin's Hotel Pennsylvania music on December 23, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, April 29th, marked the birth in 1899 in Washington, D.C., of Edward Kennedy Ellington, better known as Duke Ellington, a nickname he received from a schoolmate because of his style and impeccable dress. He got work as a pianist at the Hotel Ebbett House and the Oriental Theater and with several Washington bands and formed his first group, the Duke's Serenaders, in 1918. In 1923, Ellington joined Elmer Snowden's five-piece combo, the Washingtonians, and in September they began a residency at the Hollywood Club. In 1924, Ellington took over leadership of the band and it evolved into a 10-piece orchestra. From 1927 to 31, the band was known as Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, and they gained national exposure and fame through weekly radio broadcasts from the Cotton Club. After 1931, the band was billed as Duke Ellington and his orchestra and played into the 1970s. Duke Ellington died on May 24, 1974, in New York City. Here's Duke Ellington. Thank you. There's a little bit of that Ellington jungle sound in Jungle Jamboree. That was the Harlem Footwarmers, led by Duke Ellington on piano on August 2, 1929. Jungle Jamboree was written by the trio of Harry Brooks, Fats Waller, and Andy Razaf, who also brought us Ain't Misbehavin' and What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue. Jazz pianist Harry Brooks was born September 20, 1895, in Homestead, Pennsylvania, and died in Teaneck, New Jersey, on June 22, 1970. Before that, we heard Duke Ellington with a solo piano rendition of Swampy River, recorded October 1, 1928. And we began our tribute to Duke Ellington with Duke Ellington and his orchestra November 3, 1927, and Chicago Stomp Down with scat vocal by Adelaide Hall. Last week, I played Don't Drink It In Here and announced it as by Bill Johnson's Hokum Jug Band. Sharp-eared listener Jim in Iowa wrote to say he believed that the band was actually Bill Johnson's Louisiana Jug Band. Well, we were actually both right. The record I played was a Brunswick test pressing that was labeled as by Bill Johnson's Hokum Jug Band. The issued side, Brunswick Catalog Number 7067, credited Bill Johnson's Louisiana Jug Band. I apologize I didn't make that distinction, but it provides a segment opportunity because, speaking of Louisiana, yesterday, April 30th in 1812, the territory of Orleans, with a few boundary changes, became the 18th of the United States, Louisiana.
Thank you.
We began that Louisiana set with the Georgia Cotton Pickers and Louisiana Bobo from a Harmony 78 recorded January 22, 1930. Louisiana Bobo was written by Teddy Nixon. Next, it was a Pathé Actuel 78 recorded around July 15, 1926, credited on the label to Hot and Heavy, a completely unidentified trumpet and piano duo, and Louisiana Breakdown. The composer of Louisiana Breakdown is listed as Tom Higbee, who may be one of the duo, but whoever it was, they had nothing whatsoever to do with Louisiana. We finished up with pianist Blind Leroy Garnett and Louisiana Glide, his own composition and one of eight sides he recorded between 1929 and 30, some with vocals by James Wiggins and Marie Griffin. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.